USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a press briefing at the White House, President Biden gave out good news about the coronavirus vaccine.
We think that over the remainder of 2021, we're going to be able to vaccinate every American. We have enough vaccine to vaccinate every American, period, right now. And we're going to be able to do that by the midsummer, and we're going to continue to get more people to engage in seeking the vaccine. I don't believe, and never have believed, that there's a large percentage of Americans who will not take the vaccine.
The Tokyo Olympics will open in July, even if the city and parts of Japan are under a coronavirus emergency. The International Olympics executive that made the declaration said the World Health Organization is assuring everyone it will be safe. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The U.S. Military Academy at West Point is elevating about 1,000 cadets to join what's known as the Long Gray Line. They will now be Army Second Lieutenants. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin delivered the commencement address.
You've learned how to follow with loyalty. You've learned how to lead with honor. You've learned how to question with rigor.
Austin himself is a graduate of West Point 47 years ago. Humanitarian supplies are now arriving in Gaza after 11 days of combat finally ended with a ceasefire. President Biden was asked about a shifting stance on Israel.
There is no shift in my commitment, the commitment to the security of Israel, period. No shift, not at all. But I tell you what there is a shift in. The shift is that we still need a two-state solution. It is the only answer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Two New York City correctional officers on duty when convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein died in custody in 2019 have agreed to a plea deal with prosecutors, according to court documents. A letter filed in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York said charges will be dismissed for Tovel Noel and Michael Thomas in exchange for 6 months supervision and 100 hours of community service. The two former guards also must cooperate with a Justice Department officer of Inspector General in review of Epstein's death. Prosecutors said they fell asleep and browsed the Internet on the overnight shift of August 10th. Epstein, who faced trial for sex trafficking, was later found hanged. The guards were supposed to perform a head count of prisoners every 30 minutes, but their indictments said the guards never conducted any counts on the night of his death. Epstein had previously been placed on a suicide watch due to injuries that were found to his neck while in custody. Police in California are saying that a road rage incident is the cause of a shooting on Freeway 55 in the city of Orange. They said gunfire came from a white sedan and went into another, killing a six-year-old boy. Officer Florentino Oliveira is with the CHP.
We want to hear from witnesses. We're asking for your help.
Police officers have been walking shoulder to shoulder along the freeway in Orange looking for evidence. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.